Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World, a fun and informative green talk radio show that features guests from all over the country who talk about how living green can improve your lifestyle and be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website, www.mrsgreensworld.com, for more information about her guests.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Saturday, and welcome to Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. And did I say hot, happy Saturday? Whether you're listening to us from Tucson, Arizona, or Manchester Center, Vermont, it's hot here in the old Pueblo, and I mean hot, so stay cool. And I know I did speak to my friend in Manchester Center this morning in Vermont, and it was 58 degrees and raining, and I told her there would be no whining about that at all, zero tolerance for whining. So welcome to Mrs. Green's World, where we have lots of news today. Great guest, new guest, old friend, regular guest Colleen Crown and Shield from Clean Cities is on the line, and it's so serendipitous for me because I have a big announcement, and it is really with mixed emotions because it's been quite a ride here for 3.5 years, and I am announcing that this will be my last show on KNST, and I really mean the part about bittersweet, but it's time for me to take my message global, and I'll be... Oh, the cat's making some noise in the background. I'll be starting Mrs. Green's World Radio Network next Saturday, same time. And the way that you'll be able to find me is on your computer or your iPhone or your Droid or your BlackBerry. So you go to MrsGreensWorld.com at noon, and you will be easily instructed on how to hear me or sit there right at your computer. So how perfect is it that my dear friend and big supporter of the Mrs. Green Journey, Colleen Crown and Shield, is calling in today and gets to hear the announcement live before she jets off to somewhere else. Are you there? Hello? I heard you. Okay, we got technical difficulties. Is this a message from the universe? Can we get her back? I don't know what happened. I'm sorry about that, but as soon as she comes in, we'll let her on. Darren Beal will be our first guest next in the new world, and he is the founder of Freecycle.org, and they have close to 9 million members around the world. Okay, Colleen, is that you? Okay, don't know what's happening. We've got to get her on, and Kat will keep trying, and we'll see what happens. So I can roll with it. Darren Beal, founder of Freecycle.org, close to 9 million members, will be our first guest. I mean, it's a phenomenon what he has created, and we are so happy to have him as our first guest because we would like to be at 9 million listeners within the first 3 months after the launch of the show. Our other guest is in studio. His name is Mike Schmid, and he is standing in for Neb. Extremely knowledgeable, ready to tell us everything that's going on at Chapman Tucson, the impact of the tsunami on car sales globally, and we've got a lot of really good stuff going on with Mike. So, Mike, welcome to the show. I've got a lot of good questions, and I'm sure you'll have a lot of good answers.
Thank you very much.
So thanks for being here. Okay, this show today is sponsored by Tucson Electric Power Company, and I just have to say that they were sixth highest in the nation to have added more solar to the grid, and we are so proud to have them as our sponsor. I think it's wonderful. If you have questions for me today, if you want to say anything, please call 520-880-5678. Mike will be taking questions. And let me just talk for a minute while Kat continues to work on the challenges of the technology. It's the way the world works these days. Rise Equipment and Recycling Center. I wrote about this on my Facebook page, but I just want to share it with you in these challenging economic times. I go there, and I think I've said it on the air before. They're at Park and 22nd Street in Tucson, and I take all of our electronic equipment there to be recycled. And this occurred to me the other day. I went there, and I just said, okay, I got to try it. I got a printer for $50, and I'm thinking, it's okay. Like, if it lasts 6 months, that's good. It's all good because I'm walking the walk, and I'm using recycled equipment. And guess what? I still have it. And that's a year ago, February, folks. So for $50, they refurbished someone's donated printer. It's an HP LaserJet. I get recycled cartridges from Cartridge World, and it's all good. So really think about it. Goodwill takes things, and they refurbish them. If you take things to the Habba store, another great sponsor of Mrs. Green's, they work with each other. So all I'm asking is don't throw it away, and then think about getting a really great bargain somewhere where you go. So that's it. And I didn't say please follow me on Facebook and Twitter for updates, but that would be a great thing to do. Follow me on a global scale. Can she call in on the other number, Kat? We're on the air live, but maybe if she tried the other number, it would work. Colleen, if you're listening, kiddo, we're keeping on trying. Kat's working on it, so I don't know what the problem is, but here we
go.
Oh, there. Are you there? You were there. Okay, I don't know what's happening, but if you're listening, Colleen, maybe you can call in on the other number and try the back line. Kat, what's that number? Okay, I don't know. This is not feeling like a happy ending. So let's, Colleen, I don't know. Just stay with us, and Kat will keep trying. I think Chris P. is in the building. Maybe she can get him to help, and we'll see what's going on. Okay, I go with the flow. So I think we really should start with you, Mike Schmidt from Chapman Tucson. And I apologize for the technical difficulties. I have no idea what's going on, but it's kind of cracking me up. And we've had such good support from Kat. I know there's an explanation. So let's talk about what's going on. Give a little bit about your background. You've been here for a really long time with VW. How many years have you been? You're the head of internet sales for Chapman VW. Tell me about why you've been so long with VW. There's got to be a good reason there. And let's talk a little bit about Chapman and the scope of Chapman.
Well, I've been with Volkswagen over the years for like the last 40 years.
40?
40 years, yes. And I know I look young.
You do look young. And they were making cars back then? I'm just joking.
Actually,
I think that's
when
Beatles I lived
then.
In Germany.
They made the Beatles.
That's the only thing I thought of is Mercedes and Beatles.
Yeah.
For VW was the Beetle, and then there was the Mercedes.
Yeah. After I had a small stint in the military, I couldn't do anything, so I went ahead and went into Volkswagen, and I have been happy ever since. It's a phenomenal product. It's a driver's product. It is a quality product, and I know I sound like a salesperson, but I legitimately believe it.
Well, I've had people, I mean, a lot of people from Chapman on the show, and one of the things they say about VW is there are loyal tribal members.
Oh,
they keep on watching for what the latest is, and once they get in, they keep it up, and they buy their bugs or they buy whatever. What else do they buy, Mike?
Well, they buy anything that's Volkswagen. I mean, I don't know if you're aware, but one statistic I had heard that the second most popular tattoo is a Volkswagen logo, the number
what?
One being Harley Davidson.
That is not something I expected you to share on the show.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh, you got to be kidding me. So I love that. Okay, so there you go. You never know what you're going to learn on Mrs. Green's World. Second most popular tattoo. Okay.
Actually,
I do not have one.
Actually, neither do I. The other thing is it becomes almost on the verge of being a cultish car. There are people. I think there are more people in the that are in the United States that had a Volkswagen somewhere in their lives.
Okay, there we go. We're rolling. We're going with the flow. We have Mike Schmidt from Chapman VW. Please stay with us. We're going to try to get Colleen Crowninshield from Clean Cities to call back and fix our technical difficulties. Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST.
790KNST.com.
I see trees of green,
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST, where anything can happen on a Saturday afternoon. But I promise you, we will bring you news about the globe, from around the globe, about sustainability. If you just tuned in, welcome. We are interviewing Mike Schmid from Chapman VW, over 40 years with VW, so he's got a lot of information to share. We are working on our challenges with the board, trying to get Colleen Crowninshield from Clean Cities for this, my very last show on KNST. How are we doing, Kat? Can we try this one? Colleen, can you hear me? She can't hear me now. So we have a call into the engineer. And kiddo, if you can stay with us, I certainly want you to be a part of Mrs. Green's last show. And what I do know is that Colleen is going to be leaving tomorrow for Indianapolis. I think I have that part right. There is so much going on with Clean Cities. I could be my own promo for Clean Cities. They are just one of the top Clean Cities programs in the United States. And they are going to be featured on TV for Moto Week, I think it's called. You can tell that I'm not a big car person, and I want to tell you, Colleen Crowninshield is a big car person. So we'll be patient with that, and we'll see what happens. And if not, she'll be calling in next week to Mrs. Green's World. It's going to be great. MrsGreensWorld.com is where you'll be hearing me at the same time next week. Okay, Mike, let's go. So let's talk a little bit about Chapman Tucson. And how many dealerships do they have here in Tucson, and what are they? This is a quiz. Maybe Neb is listening.
I hope I get it right. We have a Mercedes-Benz dealer. We have a Porsche dealer. We have an Audi dealer. We have a Honda dealer, an Acura dealer, and a Volkswagen dealer here in Tucson.
And a used car dealer out in Palo Verde.
And we have the used car dealer in Palo Verde.
Ventured into the used car dealership. Okay, so let's talk about – let's go to – I have the – clean burning TDI. Okay. Yes. The VW Jetta. I love it. It's getting rewrapped in a bright green color, which is cracking me up because people said, why is your car blue when you're Mrs. Green? Marcus and I have had a lot of fun with that. And I'm like, I don't know. It's a pretty blue. So that's all going to happen. I love the way the car rides. I feel like I'm driving in a luxury car, and I'm not kidding. There's no downside to this car that I can find. Great gas mileage. Why is diesel cleaner burning, and why has diesel gone up? So that's two different questions.
Well, there's a couple different answers. One being that diesel is a very efficient form of propulsion, and it passes California emission standards.
Which is huge. If it passes California, so goes the world.
it's true. In addition, in Europe, they have used the diesel. I mean, you'll be hard-pressed to find a gas engine.
And I were talking off-air. I mean, not only do they use diesel, they have really small cars. Like, you could tell some of the servicemen when this big car would be coming down the road that it was an American car that they had shipped over, because I had a teeny tiny little Fiat.
No, they've always been very, very ecologically sound. The size of car... It doesn't have to be big. The people that are ostentatious in many cases have to pay a premium in Europe.
So you get, like, dinged if you have a big car?
Yes, and a large engine, all that kind of plays. You'll see some of the larger cars, such as Audi, will have smaller motors, and Mercedes will have smaller motors.
But Mercedes is
there.
A big car there. It's not a teeny body car. And
no,
there are lots of them.
Often the motors are essentially more than are really required. They don't get much into the 0-60 kind of fascination that a lot of Americans have. They like the highway performance and so forth.
The Autobahn, where they go past you and it was so fast you couldn't even see what kind of car it was.
Yeah, you know,
terrified me. I like to drive fast, but they drive really fast.
Oh, no, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why Volkswagen, and of course I'm going to push Volkswagen a little bit here, is it's designed for the European type of driving. And when we drive on Highway 10 and do 70, 75 miles an hour, you can feel very, very confident, because that same car in Europe probably drove 120 to 150 miles an hour.
Okay. All right. We have background noise. Are we live? Colleen?
I'm here.
Oh, my gosh. Mike, thanks for staying with us, going with the flow. But, Colleen, perfect to fit in because you're all about inside and outside of cars. Colleen is from Clean Cities, part of the Pima Association of Government family of functioning agencies, maybe not always functioning like one big happy family. I don't know that. But tell
sure
me about
– we are.
I know, and it's just an unbelievable organization. So tell me about – where you're off to, what you're up to, and about the TV extravaganza.
Motor Week. Well, let me tell you, we were chosen as a success story for two of our projects that we're doing right here in the old Pueblo. One of them is in Rio Rico Fire District, and their biodiesel project. It's one of the only funded EPA-funded biodiesel manufacturing projects in the nation. And they're making biodiesel out of yellow grease, and they're running it in all of their emergency response equipment.
You are kidding me. So how did that – tell us a little bit about how that evolved. How did that come to be?
You know, it was kind of a twofold thing. We were asked by the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality if there was a way we could help them mitigate some sanitary sewer overflows in the area. They were having a lot of grease in the sewer systems, and they said, you know, they needed to figure out something to do to help mitigate that problem. And I said, why don't we collect it and make biodiesel out of it.
So collect it from where? Collect it from where? I know you do grease collections, but when
you... From all the restaurants in the area at the border. So really, there's two projects going on. One is on the Mexican side of the border, and the Bomberos Fire District is collecting it from there, making biodiesel.
Okay.
And then one is on the American side of the border. Rio Rico is collecting it. Rio Rico Fire District is collecting it from there. So it was just kind of a great project all the way around. We kind of mitigated all kinds of problems. So.
And you bring up a really good point about for people that are listening, don't throw your grease in the down the drain. Don't wash it down the drain.
It causes,
it's so bad.
And it causes issues for all of us.
That's
because,
right.
Because, you know, sanitary sewer overflows, that, you know, your tax dollars are paying people to go and clean those sewers out. So, you
it's
know.
It's a health issue, a public health issue.
It's
even.
A huge
yep.
public health issue. It stinks. It's smelly. So, you know, if we can collect
literally.
It and make a clean burning fuel out of it and run it in one of those TDIs, why not?
It just gives me so much hope for the future. Okay, so then talk about Motor Week.
Well, and so Motor Week decided to come out and film this and show it on Motor Week nationally as a success story. So tomorrow on Motor Week, you have to check your local listings. Just go to the Motor Week website. Just Google Motor Week. And for us here, I think it's at 10 a.m. on Channel 6. They're going to be showing it. They're going to be talking about our success story right here in the old Pueblo.
Awesome. And I'm leaving for Greer when I leave here today.
Oh,
but if somebody wants to put a post up on my Facebook from your team, I'd love that to go out to the Mrs. Green's world, too.
You got
and it. Mike just wrote it down. I just want you to know that he took his pen out to write it down.
All right, Mike, good for you.
I know. And then let's just talk about you should be doing a travel blog. You know, no bitterness here in my voice. Where are you off to next?
Well,
Ms. Frequent
Flyer? I'm leaving tomorrow for Indianapolis. We're going to have our first national stakeholder summit in Indianapolis. And I'll get to go and help the Indianapolis Motor Speedway turn 100.
I cannot believe it. Now, are you going to get to drive? Because do people remember that you're a race car driver? You're a crazy nut?
I don't know if they remember that or not, but I'll tell you what. I'm taking my jeans and my racing boots just in case. I said, you know what? By golly, I'm going to do it if I can. So I've got them packed right now and ready to go.
You know, this is one of those cases where I just love the whole idea of the social media platform because you can keep us up to date on what's going on. You can send us tweets. We can retweet it. It's what I love that part of the global community. So that's another thing. Who else is going with you from Tucson and
no
who come
from
the country?
But we've got people from all over the U.S. coming, and we've got stakeholders from all over the U.S. We've got electric vehicle infrastructure companies, electric vehicle companies, natural gas companies. American Honda will be there to talk to us about their upcoming natural gas Honda Civic program. So
we like
got
that, especially with Mike on the show. Good.
Absolutely. So we've got people from all over. And then at the end of July, I am headed to New York City for the first time. So I'm really excited about that.
for the first time?
I've never been to New York City, and it's at the top of my bucket list, so I hope that doesn't mean I'm getting ready to croak or anything.
No, it's not, because you have about 900 things on your bucket list, so you've only just begun. So Mike, who's in studio with me, Mike Schmidt, he's a Jersey boy, and I'm a Jersey girl, so I'll tell you, it's one of my favorite places in the world. New York City, for my family and for me, all of my kids were born out here. They love New York City.
I'm excited. And I'm going to go out, and we're going to learn how to apply for foundation funding through the Rockefeller Center.
Oh, my gosh. Well, my father worked at Rockefeller Center, I'll tell you what. And I bet you they're still ice skating. They ice skate there year-round. So
you're
going to have a ball. I'll email you some things that you really want to eat while you're there. And that's what I miss, one of the things I miss the most. So have a blast. In case you just tuned in, this is our dear friend from Clean Cities, Colleen Crowninshield. Motor Week tomorrow at 10 o'clock will feature a nationally recognized program down in Rio Rico to recap that. She's off to, I was thinking, I don't really, you know that I'm not a big car racer, follow all that stuff. I thought, well, is it the Indianapolis 500 going on now? Because I don't
know. Well, no, it isn't, but that's where I'm headed. It's right where they have that race.
And that'll be awesome. So keep us up to date through your social media platforms. And I actually think we have a caller. So happy Saturday. Thanks
all
for
right.
staying with us through the technical challenges.
No problem. And you guys have a great Saturday.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Be safe. Okay. We've got a caller. Thanks for staying on the line. Can we connect this caller?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. I have a question for the Volkswagen person.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I love the show, and it said that it's going to be leaving.
Well, hopefully you're going to come and find me on MrsGreensWorld.com.
No computer. I only listen to radio.
Oh, okay. That's...
I had the question about old Volkswagen versus new Volkswagen. When I escaped from Cambodia in 1975, I purchased a 1959 Volkswagen Beetle that probably the equivalent of about $25 at the time. It had no doors, no engine deck lid for it, but if I put fresh oil in it and made sure all the spark plugs were clean, I could get probably about 38 miles to the gallon, and I drive that all over Southeast Asia. I put it on a ship, and then I drive it all over Europe. And then all these car companies tout, we have great
gas mileage,
I'm
going to have to interrupt you. Please stay on the line. We have a hard break that Fox makes, so stay on the line. We'll pick you up as soon as we come back. Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790, KNST, stay here with me for this great question. I know Mike will have a great answer.
790KNST.com.
Thanks so much for being here with us today. And we have our buddy Scott Cato from Legendary World talking to us about what's our surprise for today, Scott.
I want to talk about, we do this segment, you know, every once in a while we call it My Green Journey.
I love that segment.
Because since I met you and became involved with Mrs. Green's World, we've changed, you know, our company, my personal life. And, you know, we've kind of becoming, you know, I hate to say it, but evangelists to our friends. So it's been really fun. And so I want to share some of the new things we've done. One of them you actually blogged about recently, and I thought it was really fun. Of course, you know, I've got the Swell bottle. I keep it in the little side compartment of my refrigerator. And every time I walk out of the house now, I grab it.
Amazing. Well, I mean, really are amazing.
And what it is, I'm just not – I used to be – you'd be driving around. It's like, oh, I need to drive through McDonald's and get a iced tea or stop and get a bottle of water. And now I have it in the car. So – it started there, and what happens, I was going out to, you know, got the kids in soccer and sports now, and we go out there, and everybody shares week to week doing snacks, and everybody kept showing up with these big Gatorade bottles or, you know, tons of them. It was driving me insane. I mean, it's so funny because it's something I never cared about, thought about.
Right.
So we started talking about it, and I went and bought these big, you know, like the big dispensers, containers, and, you know, the pre-mix or the powdered Gatorade
And
so we make that, and we take it out to the soccer field. One, the parents and others, they love it because it's so easy. As we start talking about it there, everybody's saying the same thing. It's like, wow, you know,
Why didn't we think of this?
Thousands of plastic bottles a season that are not going into the landfill here in Tucson. And again, if that, you know, kind of spreads.
Imagine if every sports team just did that. I mean, just that alone as far as a change for the planet. So that's awesome. Okay, what else?
The other thing we did is we had Well Home out and did an energy audit, you know, another sponsor of Mrs. Green.
Awesome, yes.
And it was amazing. So since then, we've added insulation to a certain part of the house that we found out through this audit wasn't properly insulated. And we're noticing that, you know, the air conditioner's not running as long during the day. It's just happened, so I'm anticipating a drop in our energy bill as part of that. But the other thing is the house, everything's just much more comfortable. So that was the biggest thing. The other thing we talked about when they were there was there's a certain part of my house that's getting all this sun, which is nice. But it's again, it's
during certain times of the year.
Yep. We've actually planted fruit trees along this side of the house to provide shade, again, rather than building a structure and awnings and solar, all, you know, not solar, but, you know, the blockers. We planted some fruit trees, and it's amazing. You know, it's going to be a couple of years till we get fruit out of it, but it's providing shade.
It's a beginning. And I think of all the segments you do, this is my favorite because it is the message about baby steps, small steps, big impact. And if everybody did that and just looked at their life and didn't have to be grossly inconvenienced but lived a little bit more consciously, that would shift the planet. So well, I love it.
And the last part of it, you know, it's kind of a little bit off, but I was thinking about the last couple of days getting ready for the segment. And, you know, we talk about it being sustainability and for a better planet and all of these things. And one of the things that I'm really proud of is my membership in Rotary. And I know you're a Rotarian here in
Yay!
Tucson.
Yay! I wish I had a bell to ring. I know. I've been in Rotary almost 20 years. What Rotary club did you used to be in?
I used to be in your club.
Okay.
But
all Rotary clubs are great.
Yeah, regardless of the club. Again, it was just, again, thinking about this segment. You know, there's plastic bottles and there's the things we do around the home. But, you know, our membership in Rotary, you and I both, is making it a better planet.
It is. We're buying wells. We're putting an end to illiteracy. So, yes, it's think globally, act locally.
I just want to throw that out there because I think people always, you know, listening to the show, think about those things. But there's memberships in all kinds of organizations, online and off, with different levels of commitments that can help what we're trying to do.
And for information on travel, I would highly recommend you get in touch with Scott at legendaryworld.com and sign up for his newsletter. But if you want to join Rotary, please call Gina at Mrs. Green's World. I mean, MrsGreensWorld.com. Email me. We're kidding. We have an ongoing competition. Can you tell? He's in the big club, which I have so much respect for. I don't even want to kid about it. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
There are just so many stories that Scott and I could share, and as you can see, we get a little bit carried away, but I will tell you this. When I talk to somebody like Scott about the impact and the small steps, big impact, that's my message. So we are live, Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. If you just tuned into the segment, I will be leaving. This is my last show. It is very bittersweet. I thank everyone at KNST for their support these 3.5 years. I thank all of you listeners. And we have, I think it's Deep on the phone, and he is calling in asking Mike Schmidt, who is our guest from Chapman VW, been with VW for over 40 years, so this guy really knows what he's talking about. We're in the middle of a question, and I would love to hear the rest of the question. So let's go.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for staying with us. Yep.
Thank you. As I said before, I have I don't want to fear, but the body was a 1959 Volkswagen Beetle, but I think the engine was either 1960 or 61. But as I said before, it had no doors, no trunk lid, no deck lid for the engine. I had to remove the fenders right after I bought it, but I drive it all over Southeast Asia. I have it shipped in. I drive it all over Europe. Put personally, at least myself, over 250,000 miles on it myself. And even if I make sure that the spark plugs were clean and I have fresh oil in it, I could easily get up to 38 miles per gallon for that way back when. And all these vehicle companies nowadays want to tell, hey, we can almost do 40 miles per gallon. Well, hey, I had a Volkswagen Bug that did 40 miles, and I even have a 78 and 79 Toyota Corolla that could get 40 miles to the gallon. And
see,
those,
I'm with you.
Those were California emissions then.
Right.
So what I don't understand how we not have, where is the engine that can do 150 miles per gallon?
They killed it. I mean, they killed it. I've seen so many documentaries on this. They, a lot of them, the oil companies, got in cahoots with the car manufacturers. I'm not a conspiracy theorist kind of person, but I've seen enough to know. So, Mike, what's your response to that? Great question.
And how do the new Volkswagen compare to longevity, because like I said, I put over a quarter million miles, and it had many miles before that.
Your story should be in People magazine. Like, seriously, not in Motor Week. Your story should be in People magazine, the $25 car that got 250,000 miles and 40 miles.
To a family.
Stop it. Oh, my gosh, it is. You should call People Magazine. So, Mike, go ahead. What do you think? Well, Why is that?
Well, I think a lot of the reason is with the mileage situation is emissions. I mean, they have to balance emissions with your car that you had years ago wouldn't pass emissions today. So there's a little trade-off there. Manufacturers such as Honda and Mercedes and Volkswagen currently have vehicles. Volkswagen has one right now that, if I'm not mistaken, it gets 150 miles to the gallon. It has to become a vehicle that would meet American standards as far as safety and so forth. So there's a lot of reasons for it, but like I mentioned earlier, there's always someone that has a wonderful Volkswagen in their memory.
There's VW Bug. I love them. I absolutely love them. So tell me, Mike, why is it the diesel got more expensive? It used to be so cheap. So what happened? All of a sudden, is there a scarcity for diesel?
Well, from what I've learned over the years, I mean, the amount of refining that's involved with diesel is much less than gasoline. And I think it's manipulated personally. That's what I think it is.
I'm glad you said that, because I think it all of a sudden now people are using clean diesel. They're going for diesel. So there's now a demand and the price went up. Shocking. Okay, so there you go. That's what it is. Okay, so what's your favorite VW?
Oh.
You, Mike Schmidt.
Oh, my personal favorite. Frankly, my personal favorite is the Sirocco, which is not sold in this country, unfortunately.
Oh, great. Do you have one?
But quite frankly, the Jetta TDI, the sports wagon, I love. I think that's a great combination of economy, price. I read recently in one of the major periodicals that the average price of medium price of a car these days is $29,000. These vehicles are in the low 20s. So, I mean, I can't really see how anybody could not find the value in it. And, of course, between the mileage savings and the free maintenance that Volkswagen affords, it's a wonderful thing. I mean, Chapman stands behind all their products. They're a great organization.
And I'm part of the green team there, and I will tell you that they really do pay a lot of attention to service. They want people to have the best ownership experience possible. And I was with the green team yesterday, and one of the things that Neb Yonis, who's the GM, says constantly is, you buy a car, but the service department is why people stay and come back. And you've got superior ratings on that. So I'm very happy, very, very happy.
We do. And between that and, quite frankly, our major concern is that our clients are happy.
Because a happy client is a repeat client.
absolutely. And, Tucson's a small town.
His word spreads fast, and especially now with everything being so transparent. So there's three things that I really want to try to cover when we come back from the break. One is, there has been a major impact around the globe from the tsunami, and I want to know if it's just on car import sales. Is it affecting the American car? I'd really like to talk a little bit about the manufacturing plant that VW is building in the United States, and I don't know if you know it's finished, and then about the new Mercedes dealership that's coming up for Chapman, because Tucson needs to hear about more growth. So if you are listening, to Mike Schmidt from Chapman VW. He's been with Chapman for over 40 years. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. I would like to tell you that we have contest winners. We have the staycation contest, and I don't want to forget to announce a woman named Amy Irwin, whose husband is in the military, which made us very happy. She got the most votes for the first prize, and she'll be enjoying a stay at the Biltmore in Phoenix, thanks to Vision, Legendary World. Carrie Williams won second place, and she's got two small children and won the Goodwill package and is going to do a staycation in her backyard. And Christina, I think her name is Negrete, won the third prize, which is a awesome Chico, not Chico bag, Weeby bag. And then Mrs. Green's Choice Award was Diane Hellstrom, who wrote a wonderful story about how she was going to spend her staycation with her daughter. So that was Mrs. Green's World, my best
summer staycation contest ever. We'll be back in just a minute. We have Mike Schmidt from Chapman VW, Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. Please stay here with me.
790KNST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. I may be saying that for the last time. So far, my voice has not cracked. It's a bittersweet farewell. I've enjoyed 3.5 years here in this same time spot, and I'm ready to go global. I hope that you'll be able to find me. You can find me on your smartphone, and almost who has a stupid phone these days? Everybody's got a smartphone. Your iPhone, your BlackBerry, your Droid. Just go to MrsGreensWorld.com and there'll be easy instructions, or you can listen on your computer. And I'll tell you what, if you need a computer, you can go to Rise Equipment and Recycling Center and get one extremely inexpensively. So hopefully that'll motivate you, because I don't want to lose one listener. I love being Mrs. Green, and I'm appreciative to all of you that gave me your support for this 3.5 years, your calls, your emails, your Facebook posts. I'm truly grateful to all of you. So in studio for this last show, which I waited to announce because I have so much respect for the partnership here, is Mike Schmidt. He is with Volkswagen, Chapman Volkswagen, one of Mrs. Green's major sponsors and believers in the mission and vision since we started. Mike, let's really get right to it. Let's talk about the tsunami, because I read a lot, not just about Mrs. Green things, but the impact. We have a global economy. That's all there is to it. Nothing happens in a vacuum anymore. There's transparency. There's global impact. What happens in Japan does not stay in Japan. So what type of impact has the tsunami had on auto sales? Is it a positive impact for U.S. cars? Is it a positive impact if you have a German-made car? Tell us about the ripple effect.
Well, the largest effect has been with the Japanese manufacturers, such as Honda and Acura.
Right.
It has made availability of new vehicles much harder. But the reality is, given the fact that this is a global economy, there are parts on every car, even domestic cars that are made in Japan, and they are in fact a concern with every car manufacturer, as well as every other consumer out there. The one thing that it has done, it has increased the used car value.
Okay.
And as a result, because of the fact that there's fewer volume of cars available out there, new cars. But it has had effect. It may be a while before it finally gets over.
And I know that I heard someone in one of my groups talk about things that you don't think about. And she does. She owns an American car dealership. And she said that there would not be any more black paint for quite some time for the big trucks that she sells, because part of the manufacturing of that black paint got interrupted because of the tsunami. So you really don't think about that. It was rather shocking to me. It's not just going to be Honda sales that are impacted. The Japanese make a lot of things that are made in Japan and come right over here.
Well, they do make a lot of quality items that are priced properly, and as a result, when it becomes unavailable, it affects everyone. It affects Volkswagen. It affects every manufacturer.
And I know we weren't going to talk about this. This wasn't in the big three that we had to talk about. But, you know, me, I'm whirling dervish brain. Talk to me about that when I'm going to the Internet and I'm going to be Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Did I say that? MrsGreensWorld.com. And there's a reason why. And that's because hundreds of millions of people are migrating to the Internet for everything. What about car sales? Is it traditional, go to the lot, see your guy out there and have him try to sell you a car, or is the lot more activity going on Internet sales?
Oh, I think you're going to see, it's going to go the way of Amazon or eBay or all the other different companies. I find people calling. They can see the vehicle that they're looking for
online
with a lot of information, with a lot of pictures. And by the way, Chapman Volkswagen does a tremendous job of doing that with pricing.
First class.
And also there are also situations where people, because of the economy, are having a little bit of a problem a little concerned about financing. Chapman has a wonderful program for people that do have concerns with their financing, and pretty much take the feeling that we can finance anyone. And quite frankly, you can do that all on the internet without having to leave your house. I've done
literally, Mike. Can you go and buy your car online and then come pick it up at Chapman?
You don't even have to come pick it up at Chapman. It can be delivered to you.
I really had no idea. I'm serious.
Yesterday, I sold a car to a captain in the Air Force that's in Las Cruces, New Mexico. I'm currently working on a deal with a gentleman who's buying a Touareg in Houston, Texas, and he's trading in his car. So we're determining the value of his car over the internet by pictures that he provided. We negotiated the value for the vehicle, and we're also going to do his financing, all utilizing things like FedEx and the telephone.
I admit it.
It is becoming an everyday thing. And what's particularly nice is it's not a stressful situation. Oftentimes people are a little concerned going into a dealership, and they can't really feel that way about Chapman, to be quite frank with you, because we take a very, very low-key approach to everything. It's a very, very transparent
transaction.
And we do the same thing with the internet. And I probably get just myself 10 to 15 people a day interested in things like a used car or a new car. And often we'll give advice. And it's just that interaction. I'm right now selling, believe it or not, I'm selling to a car to a gal and taking her car in on trade that's in Kazakhstan.
You are kidding me.
She's stationed
in Kazakhstan. Is everybody out there as shocked as I am? I mean, I thought I was like the internet queen.
No.
Early adopter. You got way ahead of me.
We're doing the entire deal. We're going to have a car ready for her when she gets back from Kazakhstan. We're actually going to order her car. I mean, these are the types of things that are possible. And she can feel very, very confident in it. And of course, we have the Chapman guarantee behind it. And she bought her last car.
And I hope that you're
going
to be telling all of them. Do you listen to Mrs. Green on the internet? Because you're buying your car on the internet.
There we go.
Oh my gosh, I am loving this. I mean, talk about a really good answer. So go ahead.
And the people that we have.
How do they find you? You have to tell me that.
Well,
how do they find you?
Well, they'll basically start looking at websites.
Okay.
Looking for, say, a Honda, they'll go to the Honda website, our website. We'll also get leads from the manufacturer, from USAA, Costco,
those
different companies. And people that come in, it's astonishing. People that come in that buy a car are generally very, very knowledgeable of the car. I mean, to the point, quite frankly, that I have to go to them and I say, well, you've got to teach me something about this car.
There it is. And that's the power of the internet. Everything is one little engine search away. I mean, I could not be Mrs. Green without that. So unbelievable. They come in and they're armed with information. It's not go in and believe what the car salesman tells you. Done. Done. And I don't want to say anything negative because it has changed. And
it's changed completely. When I started in the car business, believe me, it was a different world.
Yeah, it was a stereotype that was in some cases deserved and in other cases not. I had the same person that I bought cars from for years, and I trusted him and never went anywhere else for years and years and years.
Well, one thing I can tell you for a fact, and like I say, I'm very, very happy working with the Chapman organization, that they really, really stand behind the product, and they are very, very low key, and it's really nice.
And they're a good family. When all of the really harsh times hit, they are not big money borrowers. They're not leveraged. I mean, they take their business being solid very seriously, and they walk the walk. So I'm proud that they're a partner with me, and I love what they're doing with the Green Team. So we have very little time left. I want to say my farewells to everybody, and I want to see how people contact you, because you took time on Saturday, and people can find you at Chapman VW or on the internet.
They can get me on TucsonVW.com. My phone number is 748-1000.
Which is a 520 area code, since we have listeners all over the place.
There we go. And by the way, we do deliver We do make arrangements, again, like I say, Houston, Texas. So.
Okay. I mean, it's great. This is a global economy. Mike supported everything I had to say. I want to once again thank KNST. I want to thank Kat, who's been by my side, one of the best board ops in the business. I'm going to miss that. You can find me next week by going to MrsGreensWorld.com. We'll have all the bells and whistles for you to listen in every way possible, and I hope you do. You can check me out on Facebook or Twitter. Somehow figure out a way to stay connected. I have a great newsletter and a lot of fun. So we're going to give our big, big, big gratitude from the Mrs. Green team and a shout out to everybody. And I will tell you, it's been a pleasure. So it's Mrs. Green, News Talk 790 KNST for the last time. Next time I'll be saying, welcome to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. I'm going global. Thanks and God bless and be careful out there.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green's World on News Talk 790 KNST, all about learning that going green can be fun. Visit MrsGreensWorld.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green's World on News Talk 790 KNST.